was a topic I was meaning to speak about for a couple of days, and also I wanted to include a certain psak halacha that I read once online from Rav Yisrael Belsky, Zatzal, who's just nifter last night, so I figured I'd talk about it today. A few days ago, my kids asked me to go skiing. They wanted to give it a try. They'd never gone before, so just in terms of getting there at a decent hour, really, during the winter months, the sun doesn't rise till about 10 after 7. So really, if you were going to daven tefillah kivasikin, you would get to Shmoneh Esrei at 10 after 7. The question is, would we be permitted to daven earlier in order to get there a little bit earlier, since you have to drive for a few hours, especially if you daven early, maybe you miss the traffic, and if you daven later, you get stuck in the traffic. So leaving all practical considerations aside in terms of maybe it's better to head out before sunrise and then daven somewhere on the way. But tachlis, in terms of halacha, what is the permissibility of davening early? You have people who daven early every single day because they have to go to work, so they're not going to be able to go to a 7 o'clock minyan or something like that, or a vasikin minyan, because it's just impossible for them. They're never going to make it to work on time. So just a very quick overview of the sugya, starting with the Mishnah and the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, the beginning of the fourth parak. They discuss the Zmanei Tefillos on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph, Tefillos HaShachar Ad Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Dalet Shos. It doesn't actually discuss the earlier time for Tefillos HaShachar, but it does discuss the latest times for Tefillos HaShachar. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda, who holds 4 hours into the day, versus the Chachamim, who hold until midday. So, and the Gemara concludes that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shita in Maseches Edios, hold the time of Bechiras Avaseh, that we paskin like Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chacham. Although, if you look in Shulchan Aruch B'dieved, we paskin that you can rely on the Chachamim if you accidentally missed the Zman for the Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, you can rely on the Shita's HaChachamim. But in terms of what's the earliest Zman, it doesn't really come up. So the Gemara discusses a contradiction in a brisa to when the Zman HaTfilah is, and they bring in this discussion of what we call Tfilah Kivasikin, the way the Vasikin used to daven. So the Gemara on Chavav says, V'raminu, mitzvasa, right, when is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Im HaNeitzachama, you should daven right at sunrise, Kidei Sheyismoch Geula Tfilah, so that you'll be ending off the brachos of Kriya Shema, Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, together with the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, right back to back with the Shmoneh Esrei, v'nimtza mispalo bayom, and then it will turn out that you davened during the day, meaning you were yotzei tefila at the earliest time. It seems from there, right, that the zman is specifically with Netzachama, not prior to Netzachama and not after Netzachama. Right, so the Gemara answers, Kitanya hahi levasikin. That's talking about the vasikin. Rashi quotes the vasikin, Hamakdimim lemitzvos, umachzirim, umachazrim lasos, davar bizmano mitzvaso. Right, these are the people who try to always do everything at the exact right time. So what do? They try to start davening Shmoneh Esrei right after Hanetzacham, right after sunrise. Right, and when is... But what about everybody else? We say until 4 hours or until chatzos, right? That's talking about lema achrim. That's talking about the people who like to do things later. So they shouldn't go later than the times that are listed in the Mishnah. That is the basic rundown of the Gemara. And then the Rush, I'm reading now from the Beis Yosef in Simen Pei Tes, the Rush in Perek Dalet, Simen Aleph, right, the Tfilas HaShachar is until Chatzos. V'tchilas Zmana, what's the earliest you can daven Shacharis? Mishayala Baruch HaShachar V'heir Pnei HaMizrach Midi Dehavei HaTamid Shel Shachar. So we learn from the Korban Tamid in the morning that the earliest you can daven Shacharis is when the eastern light starts to light up the sky. Meaning it's still dark outside at dawn, but when you start to see the light in the east and it starts to have some kind of an effect on the world, so that's when you can daven Shacharis at the earliest. That just like that's the earliest you could technically bring the Korban Tamid. And then he says, Afal Gav the Iker Mitzvasa im Hanetzachama, even though the main mitzvah is to daven with sunrise. Right, and he quotes the Psukim, Mikol Makom, Imispalo, Bezu Asha, Yotza. If you daven at this time, you are Yotze. And this is, quoted in the name of a number of Rishonim, including Tosvos, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that b'dieved, if one davened before sunrise, one is still Yotze. This is the Shita of the Rambam as well. The Rambam, first he talks about trying to daven like the Vosikin, and then he mentions at the end, v'im hispalo tefila shachris b'shas adchak, achash ola amud hashachar, yotza. If you daven shachris b'shas adchak, after amud hashachar, you are yotze. That is the b'dieved way to be yotze, that if you are in a situation where you need to daven a little bit earlier, you can daven after amud hashachar, daven after what we call dawn. Okay, so that is the basic rundown of the Gemara and the Rishonim on this topic. And in Shulchan Aruch, that's exactly what it says. Zman tefilas hashachar mitzvasa sheyaschel im hanitzachama. This is in Siman Pei Tes Sif Aleph. You should start davening with the sunrise. Kidachsiv yiraucha im hashemesh. As long as the eastern light is shining in the sky, you are yotze. Right, implying b'dieved that you can be yotze after alos hashachar. Now, in the Mishnah Brura, he points out in Sifkad Na'alef, v'ra'oi v'nachon lizar bazel l'chadchila im apime slichos. You should try, and it's proper and correct to be careful about this, even in the days where he's saying slichos, meaning when you're waking up earlier to say the slichos. They used to wake up in the final third of the night to say slichos. And even though you're going to be done with your slichos, perhaps, before the time for shachris really comes around, he's basically saying, you should wait. You should continue, even in the winter time, when a guy wakes up 6 o'clock in the morning and he's not allowed to daven until past 7 o'clock, so he should wait. He shouldn't daven early, and he should really wait until sunrise. Ach, kishemashkim lotzis lederach, ki agavne sharhad chak va'ones demuta lahakdim, ki lokam v'sivches, al koponim yamtinum levarach al atvilin, kishiyakir chavera rugel imok tzas, berichuk dalet amos. So he says, but if you're in a situation where you have to daven early, you should at least wait to make the bracha on your talis and tefillin until the zman of mishiyakir, which is you can see an acquaintance from dalet amos away, and you can recognize him. There's enough light in the world for that. And then again in Sifkat and Dalet, when the Shulchan Aruch says you are Yotze if you daven after Alos HaShachar, he says b'dieved, you are Yotze b'dieved, v'afilu shelo b'shas adchak, even if it wasn't a shas adchak and you did it anyway, because you felt like it, you wanted to daven earlier, you're still Yotze. Right? Kigon b'mashkim l'asis l'derach, you want to go on a trip, uki agavna shar adchak v'ones afilu l'chadchila. He says if you're in a situation of ones, then obviously l'chadchila you're allowed to daven before hanetzachama, as we'll see in Siv Ches. Okay, so and just noteworthy that in the Bir Halacha, he quotes from the Pri Chodesh. I didn't get a chance to see this Pri Chodesh inside, but he quotes from the Pri Chodesh that he says that even l'chadchila you're allowed to daven earlier against the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure what the basis for that is, because the Lashon of the Rishonim is that you're supposed to daven after Hanetzachama, but b'dieved you could be Yotze earlier. That's the Lashon of the Rambam was very clear, the Lashon of the Rush was very clear. So I would have to see what the Pri Chodesh, maybe I misunderstood from the quotation of the Bir Halacha what the Pri Chodesh was talking about. Okay, but then there's another situation. There's a separate sugya in the Gemara of the sugya of Avuha de Shmuel, of a person who's in a difficult situation, who has to go out early, and not only is he going to leave on a trip before Hanetzachama, but he's going to leave even before the Zman of Mishayakir. Now this is a Gemara in Daf Lamed. It says, and this is, I'm reading now from the Beis Yosef in Se'if Ches, even though the Beis Yosef doesn't really have Se'ifim in the classic sense, but in the newer editions of the Torah in the Beis Yosef, they put in the Se'ifim as they correspond to the Shulchan Aruch. But the Beis Yosef in Se'if Ches, so he writes in the Gemara in Tfilas HaShachar, again, same parak on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, Avuah de Shmuel v'Levi ki havu bo l'mefech l'urcha havu makdamei o'matzle. When Avuah, the father of Shmuel and Levi, had to go on a trip, they would daven early. V'chimat izman kriyashma karu. And then they would say kriyashma later. So, keman, who are they holding? Like, ki haitana detanya hishkim latzis aderech mevien lo shofar v'tokei luv menaneh megil v'kore k'shiyagi azman kriyashma kore. You have to go on a trip early, says the Braisa. So first you do the mitzvos that are dependent on dawn, on alos hashachar. So if you have to shake a lulav, let's say it's chalamoid, on Sukkot, so you shake a lulav, or you blow the shofar, which is strange, because what, you're blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and you're going on a trip. I'm not really sure what that means. I guess you're a walking trip, for sure. And then he says, what about on a regular day? Nothing so fancy. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer ben kach u ben kach, kore kriya shma mispal, kadesh yismoch gula tefillah. Right, so he says that no matter what, even on a regular day, we're forgetting about any of the special mitzvahs, but he holds against this shita in the Braisa. He says you should always daven Kriya Shema and then Shmona Esrei, and not the other way around. So that way you'll have Semichas Geula Tefillah. And what's the idea? The Rashi explains you're supposed to wait until after the Zman Kriya Shema, then say Kriya Shema and the Brachos of Kriya Shema, then daven, even if it's going to be before Hanetzach Hama. So you should wait until the Zman of Misha Yakir, and then you should say Kriya Shema and daven. So what's the machlokus over there? Mar Savar Tefillah Me'umad Adif, Umar Savar Mismach Gulula Tefillah Adif. One holds, meaning the first Mandamar holds, that it's better to daven while standing, meaning standing is in terms of having kavana. He quotes from Rashi over here that tefillah umad adif shiyachol lechavin libo. You'll have better kavana, meaning the tefillah that you're going to daven while you're on the trip or while you're on the airplane or whatever it is might not be such a gishmak tefillah. It's not going to be something you're going to have a great deal of kavana for because you're going to be on a trip. It's not so. I don't know. Anybody who's daven on an airplane knows it's not so great. But so you're better off davening early and missing out on this other idea of smichas geula tefillah than you are if you're just going to wait until you're on the trip and then daven then. And the other mandamer holds, no, it's better to do the smichas geula tefillah, better to daven in the proper order, and even if the tefillah is not going to be as good, you're not going to have as much kavanah, you're not going to be able to stand for the tefillah. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch follows the shita of the Avuah d'Shmuel. It says b'shas adchak, it's in Sif Ches and Siman Pei Tes, b'shas adchak kigon shetzarch lahashkim laderech yachol espal mishalom rashachar v'yamtem milikros kriyash ma'ad ad shiagiyaz mana. So you can daven right at Alos HaShachar, and then you can wait until Kriya Shema, and then you're not going to get Smichas Geula Tefillah, but you say Kriya Shema later. Now in Sif Katan Lamed Ches, the Mishnah Berurah just says ve'ein ashiyara mamtenes lo ad sha o shar adchak va'onis. Let's say you're going in a traveling caravan, a group of people who are going to travel together. So it's not so simple that they're going to wait for you. You think they might leave without you, or a similar type situation, then you're allowed to daven out of order. Okay, so that's basically saying how you can really mess up the order of the tefillah in order to be yotzei tefillah before you say Kriya Shema. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about a case where it's after Misha Yakir, but it's before it's Hanetzach Hama. So you're just in the Sif Aleph situation where you just want to daven in order. You're going to say Kriya Shema and the Brachos of Kriya Shema. You're going to have Smichas Geula Tefillah. You're just in a B'dievet situation where you want to daven a little bit earlier. So the question is, how B'dievet is B'dievet? So Rav Moshe holds, and this is found in a couple places in the Igros Moshe, that if a person needs to go to work, person is going to, for the sake of a job, and they have to get there at a certain time, that's already considered bidyeved enough that a person is allowed to daven in order after Mishiyakir. One can start saying the bracha on the talis and tefillin and say, you know, what we call shachris, meaning starting with psukei v'zimra, etc., and everything going through the tefillah, even if they're going to end up davening Shmona Esrei, before the sun rises. The question is, what about if you have a choice? Let's say you're going to get to work, and nobody's going to bother you at work. You're the boss over there, and you're going to be able to daven whenever you want in your office. You can close the door, you can lock the door, and daven beautifully be yichidus, or you could daven early. So this, I just wanted to quote. I saw this quoted on a website. Rav Yisrael Belsky, who was just nifter, he writes that in his opinion, it's better to daven b'tzibur, it's better to daven with a minyan, rather than pushing the davening off so that you'll be able to daven after sunrise. That was his shita, and this is many poskim hold this way, and others disagree. Others think that you should daven with a chidus at the right time rather than daven b'tzibur before sunrise. Okay, so that's uh, That's a machlokes between Rav Belsky held it's better to daven with a minyan. Rav Moshe, for example, held it's better to daven b'yichidus under those circumstances. And that's a part of a bigger machlokes about how we view tefillah b'tzibur. But nevertheless, I just wanted to mention one psak halacha from Rav Belsky as well. So in the case of the skiing situation, or a person wants to go on a leisure trip, I couldn't really find a reason why it would be mutter to daven before hanetzachama. Under these circumstances, it's not really a bidyeved situation. You want something you feel like doing, so you can push off the leisurely activity for a little while and daven b'tzibur. The smart thing to do would be to head out before the Zman Tefillah and then stop somewhere along the way and catch a minyan on the way. That would be the good Eitzah to follow, but they said in terms of the pure halacha, it's better to, I believe it's better to daven with the minyan after the correct Zman, which is sunrise, than to daven at a 6 o'clock minyan or a 6:30 minyan, where you're going to end up davening Shemona Esrei before the sun rises.